Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, whether it's Nostradamus or you going by your horoscope or getting your palm read or listening to clergy, we get omens, we get predictions, and we some of us take it seriously, some don't. But when it's the Pope saying we have darker times ahead, I listen, right? And he says that he has seen omens of even, quote, greater destruction and desolation for mankind. Now, I don't think he went into a lot of detail during Mass, but the idea that COVID was the worst thing that ever happened to us, no. Even the World Health Organization said, guys, when we said there was disease X coming, it wasn't COVID. There's something else coming. So I think a lot of us are kind of under the impression that something's going to happen. Whether it's the prediction that our democracy will fall, whether it's the prediction that we're going to have another civil war, whether it's an asteroid that comes near us, whether it's, who knows, mass Armageddon. We don't know. But I do think there's this sense of feeling that we are going to be facing tougher times. Not so much inflation, not so much recession, but another infectious disease is going to come and haunt us, or we're going to end up in World War III, or something's going to happen. So when I look at COVID, and I look at the natural progression, let's say COVID was natural. Okay, I know you guys are laughing. Let's just pretend here that COVID was a 100% naturally occurring phenomenon that had nothing to do with the lab, nothing to do with being confined in a lab, anything like that. All right? Let's say, and I apologize, someone's calling. Let's say COVID was just part of the natural selection of things. Like, you know, we had the quote-unquote Spanish flu. We've had tuberculosis. We've had black plague. We've had things that have affected us and have sadly gleaned a lot of our population. Those things happen, but sadly, in our life, and we as humans have evolved how to fight it. But did we screw up with COVID? Did we make the destruction worse? Now, nobody's going to say that. The media is going to be like, we did everything right. The lockdowns were right. The, you know, telling people not to come in to the hospital, not to come to the urgent care, putting people in jail for paddle boarding or trying to work. I mean, did COVID become worse because of human intervention? If we let, and I'm not saying stand back and don't treat COVID, we treat COVID. But did our interventions make COVID a much worse condition, make it a much worse problem? You know, when I saw people were dying, not of COVID, but being stabbed or shot because of mask mandates, all right, that should have never happened. When I saw people lose their business, people lock down, gain weight, go back to the bottle, do drugs, worsen their diabetes, did that really have to happen? What do humans do when there's a natural disaster? We flee. We don't stand there when there is a forest fire. Well, some idiots might take selfies, but for the most part, the average humans will flee. And then we'll, you know, try to put out the fire, etc. We don't necessarily have to lock down. We don't have to, you know, scour for toilet paper. Well, maybe some of us do, but all right, the fire happens and we rebuild. Same thing with illness. When COVID happened, already people were like, you know what, let's take a couple weeks off. I was going to close down my businesses. Just, guys, you know what? Stay with the kids. Let's figure this out. But did government have to get involved? And did they make it worse? And the reason why this is really important to analyze is if the Pope is right, that there is going to be more destruction or more desolation coming. Is it because of the natural occurrence of bad diseases that come and wipe out parts of the population? Or is it because of the human response? Our country is closer to a civil war than it's ever been. And people are completely, the country is split in half on where things should go. So if somebody says, I see America having a civil war, I don't think they're wrong. I hope it's not in my lifetime, but I don't know if they're really that far off. When humans start interfering, and I'm not saying don't treat medically, we need to treat medically, but when humans start to say, hey guys, don't come in. If you have COVID, don't go to the doctor. I had another patient. Here we are, 3 years after the virus has been leaked, sitting home, wheezing, having trouble breathing, because she's like, the urgent cares do not want us to come in. I go, or the hospitals. I go to the hospital. You're sick. That's exactly what the urgent care and hospital is for, because you're having shortness of breath. But somehow word got out, and it still persists that if you're sick, don't come into the urgent care or ER. If you're, and so people who are severely sick think that translates to them. Whereas if nobody made that rule, if you were ill and short of breath, you would have gone into the doctor. So we need to really reevaluate human response to natural disasters or infectious disease and see if we're doing something wrong. There's a lot of arguments that maybe the reason why we're dealing with these variants and we're dealing with the long COVID is because of some of our early interventions. I'd like to think not, but because we still haven't figured out what the hell happened in the lab, we still haven't figured out if COVID was tinkered with or just the fact that it was confined, messed with it and made it more virulent. We still don't know why we're on our eighth or ninth variant of the year. If humans are playing a role, I know it's going to take a lot of backpedaling and somebody's going to get sued or blamed, but maybe we do need to be honest, because if the Pope is right and we got something bigger and badder coming our way, we don't want to make the same mistakes that we made with COVID. We did some things right, but I think we did screw up big time. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Sam Bankman-Fried has finally been arrested. Now, he's still innocent until proven guilty. But he faces close to 155 years in prison if he is convicted on all 8 counts. The fact that he was hiding in the Bahamas, right, and possibly, allegedly screwed millions of people out of money does make him a suspect, right, as something went wrong. And the FTX founder is in court, currently in the Bahamas, and after being arrested on charges of fraud and money laundering. Sam Bankman-Fried is accused of defrauding investors out of $1.8 billion by frauding them into putting money into his crypto trading platform, FTX. The platform collapsed in November, after he filed for bankruptcy. Federal prosecutors in New York and the SEC both say Bankman-Fried used the platform as a personal piggy bank to fund a lavish lifestyle, as well as making pretty big political contributions. So he is now facing 8 counts of various fraud and money laundering charges and 155 years in prison. Now, he was supposed to, from what I understand, be a part of a congressional hearing. And he said he could repay all of the people who have lost money tomorrow if his assets were unfrozen, even though he filed for bankruptcy. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know what we could believe. Again, he's innocent until proven guilty, but it just smells so fishy. He was supposed to give testimony today at the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Financial Services. Forbes obtained a copy of the testimony he was expected to give. And it began with this, and I'm not going to use the cuss words because he cussed in it. But he said, I would like to start by formally saying under oath, I blanked up. And that was the F word. I know that it doesn't mean much to say that I'm sorry. And so I'm dedicating as much of myself as I can to do the right thing by customers. Now, this is what he was going to say today in court or in the congressional hearing. When it's all said and done, he says, I judge myself primarily by one metric, whether I've eventually been able to make customers whole. If I fail our customers in this regard, I failed myself. But throughout the 18 pages, he blamed anti-Semitism for this. I don't know if he's Jewish. Maybe he is. But he's blaming people being anti-Jew on this happening. I wouldn't play that card right now, okay? I wouldn't play that card at all unless it's really happening. So I am intrigued by why he would, you know, cite that. He also blamed lawyers, and he blamed his ex-girlfriend. He maintains that his business is still solvent. He said, to the best of my knowledge, FTX US has been and remains solvent and could pay all of its customers in full tomorrow. Unfortunately, the Chapter 11 team has frozen the FTX US exchange, blocking customers' access to their account information and funds. See, do we believe them or not? The customers who have lost assets are those who traded on the FTX international platforms, which do not accept U.S. residents. My primary focus right now is to do right by the customers of FTX International who were hurt. I am fighting to make these customers as whole as I can, and I will keep doing so as long as I see any pathway forward. One of you had asked me, is it really his fault if people lost money in crypto? I don't know. I'm not, again, a crypto expert. You know, the reason why I haven't invested in crypto is because I don't trust it. Now, I know some economists say, hey, guys, with the way everything's going and the world is going and the way the government's printing money, crypto may be safer. I'm just not trusting. And it's tough because us Gen Xs didn't trust computers for a while, and then we did. We didn't trust getting into a car with a stranger, like with Uber, and then we did, even though our instinct is still right. Some of these people are bad people. So I'm just not there. I'm really, really slow to accept new things. And so for me with crypto, I wouldn't have jumped in with that because I just didn't trust it. If he, however, made promises or had false claims that swayed an investor, there could then be fraud. From what I know, I'm no legal expert. So, yeah, just because somebody invests in something tricky, that's one thing. You know, but, and also, I mean, he has to lose his butt too. But if he has mansions and, you know, and he was doing well when other people weren't, that, again, then that could look like he took the money. Also, if there was money laundering. So there's applicable charges. I just don't know all the details. So he said, I'm fighting to make these customers as whole as I can, and I will keep doing so as long as I see any pathway forward because that is my duty. So the SEC complaint and the criminal indictment against him tell a very different story. They describe how he gave his own company, Alameda, an unlimited line of credit on the FTX exchange. Also for 10 friends and their partners who were living with them in the Bahamas, some of whom I guess have used a Signal chat group titled Wire Fraud. This is being reported by Daily Mail. said the Australian Financial Review last night reported that Bankman-Fried, Ellison, Nishad Singh, and Zizhou Gary Wang were using the encrypted chat platform. SBF last night denied being a part of it. That's his name, SBF. It says, if this is true, then I wasn't a member of that inner circle. I'm quite sure it's false. I've never heard of such group. So there has a SEC complaint suggests he will go to trial, where his former colleagues and girlfriends might be drafted in. So I look at this as, I don't think all of these, you know, investment firms or crypto are bad. Okay, I don't know much about Bitcoin. You guys might love it. Please, you know, clue us in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But what to me this signifies is you have an individual who gets very, very wealthy and who thinks that he can insulate himself by donating to politicians, a lot of them Democrat, I think some Republican, but the majority of them Democrat, and a lot of money, gets in with the inner circles and thinks that everybody's going to have his back. And you hear this all the time. A lot of people get protected because of who they know, and bad things don't happen to them. Well, one thing that I have seen, and I don't think people realize, is when the poop hits the fan, it doesn't matter how much money you gave them, all right? They are going to protect their own butts. And I think if he is guilty, he is going to fry. Not death penalty or anything like that, but he is going to fry from a criminal standpoint. And I don't think all these individuals who got donations, in fact, they should recuse themselves if they have any relationship with him. But we live in a society now where there's a lot of checks and balances, and somebody can't buy themselves out of egregious, unlawful conduct. They can't do that. Somebody might look the other way, but there's always somebody watching. And now that it involves $1.8 billion, I mean, he was kind of stupid to think, if he's guilty, he was kind of stupid to think that he would be immune to anything going on. Also, it really does matter on your lawyers. If your lawyers say you're good, you're fine. Here's the thing. I respect a lot of attorneys out there. I have a lot of attorney friends. But the one thing that I think is wrong is we rely too much on their interpretation. We rely too much on them. I told you guys, same thing with your health. You know, do your own reading. Don't just take one person's word for it. Don't take your insurance company's word for it. If you think something's wrong with your health, you do your own investigative work. Well, same thing. If somebody said, hey, look, you know, SBF, you're good. Nobody can sue you because these guys signed on this line that they know they could lose their money. And you have and he listens to them. Then, one thing I learned in medicine is it doesn't matter if somebody signs on the line. They could sue you still. You could have done informed consent. And I've never been sued, thank God. But I've seen doctor friends who they said, look, we're going to do a procedure. Here's your consent. These are the things that can happen. The person signs, and still, it doesn't mean anything. The doctor still gets sued if anything goes wrong. So it's worse if you didn't get consent. So it shaves off part of the spanking. But, you know, just because somebody signed something doesn't necessarily mean you're golden. So, you know, we're going to learn a lot from this as this unfolds. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. While much of the U.S. is digging out from the holiday winter storm, that's not the case in western New York, where it's still snowing.
It is way too early. It is still a dangerous situation to be out.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the situation around Buffalo. 25 people are confirmed dead in Erie County. Nationwide, the death toll is top 50. And it's a mess at airports around the USA. At this hour, FlightAware counts more than 2,500 cancellations, 4,500 delays. Package deliveries are impacted. UPS reports service outages in parts of four states, meaning no deliveries or pickup. UPS hubs in Memphis and Indianapolis also report substantial disruptions. The White House is blasting Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the busloads of migrants that showed up on Christmas Eve outside the vice president's residence. A spokesperson calls the move a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember a few years ago I told you guys to quit sitting on the toilet and playing your video games, how some guy got rectal prolapse. And it's interesting. That really hit home with me because I play my games on the toilet. I'll have phone calls on the toilet. If I'm peeing, if I'm doing number two, no, I'm not going to be on the phone. Just because, you know, there's an echo. Remember, there's an engineering student who devised a AI system that can learn the sounds of poop falling in the toilet and flatulence to say what your medical issue is. So, yeah, I don't really need our smartphones listening to that. But if I pee, so I'll be on the toilet. and I'll sit there. And sometimes the reason why I'll take time is I'm in the middle of a game, and if my phone goes to, you know how your phone shuts off, and like not officially shuts off, but it goes to like dark, and then you have to you could lose your man or lose your place, and then you got to start over again. So if I have to pee or do something in the bathroom, I'm going to take my phone with me. You know, and then I use one hand and things like that. But then if I'm in the middle of a game, I'm going to sit there until I finish. Or if it's a conversation. Let's say my mom calls. Okay, I'm going to be in the toilet for an hour because I don't want her to think. That's the problem, too. You're in the bathroom, and you don't want people to think you're in the bathroom, even though they can hear that the bathroom has different acoustics. So you're like, okay, well, I don't want them to think I'm in the bathroom, so then it doesn't matter. And you sit there, and then you're like, okay, well, the conversation's going. I now need to flush the toilet. I don't like to leave the bathroom without flushing the toilet. So I have to still stay in the bathroom because I don't want to forget and then not flush it. You know, because the cats sometimes drink out the toilet, so I need to flush it. So I got this whole system. And so the truth of the matter is that some of us are in the bathroom too long. And, in fact, one study has found that 7 in 10 Americans use their cell phones while going potty, and 70.8% of Americans are sitting too long, according to NordVPN survey. In June 2021, a consumer survey released by VioGuard, which is a Washington-based UVC device sanitizing company, said 73% of Americans admit that they use their phones on the potty. That number rose to 9 and 10 when they looked at respondents between the ages of 18 and 29. Well, there's problems with that. So I told you guys that that could increase your risk of hemorrhoids. And for those of you who don't want hemorrhoids or don't have them, you don't want them. Hemorrhoids are these veins that collapse because of either pressure or chronic sitting or chronic pushing, constipation, pregnancy. And once you have them, they're there. You might be able to get them to subside. But once you destroy that vein and the valve collapse, you have them. You're stuck with them. They could flare up or they could never bother you, but they could also bleed. They could thrombose. Hemorrhoids are not fun. They could be painful. And so the more you sit on the toilet, the more you could put pressure in that area. Just like that one gentleman that had rectal prolapse. Let me see if this was back in, when did I talk to you guys about this? This was back in 2018. A Chinese man suffered a case of rectal prolapse because he was on the toilet for 30 minutes playing video games. He went to the hospital and had to be treated. He did have issues with constipation, and he did have a partial prolapse in the past that wasn't treated, but then he had a full prolapse. Well, the rectum, the distal final part of the colon, right, that then goes to the outside, it could, if you don't have a muscular wall or a strong musculature, that part can prolapse. And that could be a result of you sitting on the toilet for so long. Sciatica. Many of you guys might sit on the toilet but get up because your leg is going numb. We're not designed to potty sitting down. We're designed to stand. Remember I told you guys to get a stand-up desk because it'll help you poop? The more you sit, the more you get constipated. And I also think it's really, really bad for your bowels and could put you at risk for colon cancer because you're not empty and it's just sitting there. So you need to be standing more than you sit. You need to be walking more and exercising more. You need to drink a lot of fluid. But when we potty, we're supposed to be standing or squatting. We don't do that, though. We have a throne. We've had toilets. I think toilets dated back. I mean, there were some ancient toilets, but I think they really got popular in the 1500s. And I get it. It's comfortable. You could sit. You could lean back. I get it. It's comfortable. I can't go camping and stand and potty. I can't do that. I could stand and pee. I just can't, you know, because I'm used to sitting. Well, sitting doesn't necessarily mean that's the healthiest. So we don't make a big deal about it in 2022 because we hope that when you do have to, quote unquote, take a dump, it dumps out very quickly. You wipe, you flush, and you leave. But if you're sitting there and sitting and sitting and you think, well, toilets are designed, so toilets are safe. No, you're not supposed to be sitting on the toilet to begin with. Maybe you know, maybe again, if it's only for a few seconds to potty, it's no big deal. But nobody was ever supposed to be outside. You know, our potties used to be, our toilets used to be outhouses. It would be cold outside. There'd be spiders. You never wanted to sit in an outhouse. You know, you used the outhouse, you did your business, and you got the hell out of there. It stunk. It was dangerous. You could be at risk. There could be bad people that want to shoot you or whatever they used to do in the olden days. We spend too much time on the toilets. Stop it. Now, again, our smartphone has saved us from magazine subscriptions. I don't have to have a bunch of magazines on the back of my toilet now when I potty. And people ask, why does that work? It's the distraction. If you're sitting there and you're constipated, you're like, oh, I gotta go, you're not gonna go, you're gonna be too tense. But if you're reading an article about the Jonas Brothers or something like that, you might be like, okay, I'm not thinking about it, and then go. Our smartphones now have taken that place. So if I have to potty, I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna take my phone. I don't read emails and I don't read texts because those will make me, you know, clamp up depending on what somebody's emailing or texting me. But if I play a game or play Tetris, Candy Crush, it's easy. So my recommendation to you all is if you don't want to squat and potty and you really want your phone, go to the bathroom when you're ready to go. Another big mistake people make is, well, I have to go to work, so I'm going to sit on the potty now and I'm just going to wait and push for it to come out. No. Go when you need to go. And trust me, I don't like going to work. I never liked going to school. I can only pee in public. I'm not really good at going number two. But then you need to come up with a system where you aren't sitting on the toilet that long. Not to mention the pathogens and all the stuff you're breathing in. And it's not like you really get to relax. If you have cats and dogs that know how to open the door, my cats and dogs are running in. They want to know what's going on. They jump on your lap. Then don't go potty. Go potty when you're ready to go. And for those of you going, well, I sometimes can't go and I don't know how to speed things up, do a stand-up desk. Standing up. If you, let's say you have your morning coffee or whatever you do in the morning, okay, maybe rather than sitting on your computer, stand and see what happens and see if that makes things go. Make sure you're fully hydrated. Magnesium citrate can help move the bowels, stool softeners, things like that. And, yes, a distraction. Don't watch the news first thing in the morning because you might watch the news and then get all tense. But you need to figure out what makes you relax, what works. You also have to eat better. If you're eating a proper diet, you're going to go. Your body knows what to do. But I get it. When you're older, things change. Or for some of you, you sometimes potty too much and you have diarrhea and things like that. But there's back issues. There's hemorrhoid issues. There's pathogen issues. I'm trying to think if I missed anything else that could happen. Also skin irritation. Some of you are chafing your tushy. That's interesting. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, don't chafe your tushy. Or maybe lotion it up. I don't know, but then you'll slip off the toilet. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, this is going to be an interesting topic. So years ago, one of my listeners had asked me about temper tantrums. And what is the best thing to do if you have a child that's throwing a temper tantrum? Or is all upset about something, you know, they could be in the terrible twos, they could be, I mean, it depends. When they're an infant, it's one thing. When they're a toddler, it's another. When they're preschool, it's another. So it's there are different things you do. But for the most part, we parents have been going about it wrong. And so when I was younger, my mom said I always threw temper tantrums. Now, when my mom says that, I think she's, you know, over-dramatizing.
For me, if I threw a fit once in like 6 months, she made it sound like I was doing it every day. And I don't know. Maybe I was doing it every day. But if I was, it's probably because she really ticked me off, okay? You know, sometimes a child throwing a temper tantrum is mad. Why do kids throw temper tantrums? All right? If they are a healthy, mentally stable kid, why are they throwing temper tantrums? Because they're frustrated. They want to do something. They want to go somewhere. And they can't. And they're being confined. And they want to be heard, and they're trying to find ways to communicate. Now, once they realize it doesn't work, they should stop. But if they don't and they continue to do temper tantrums, then there could be something wrong. So how I grew up was a little bit different. If you start throwing a temper tantrum, you got in trouble. So, you know, quit crying. You're like, you know, you quit crying right away. What I did with my kids was a little different. Is when they would throw a fit, I'd be like, "You're done? Yeah, I'm not done. Do your thing. I'm gonna do something. You just go have your fit, and I'll do my thing." You know, I still do that to this day. Hubby's mad, the kids are mad. I'm like, "Okay, go do your cry. Go do whatever. Do your thing. When you're ready to talk, I'm here. But I can't talk to you like this. Just do your thing. Just, you know, sulk, whatever. When you're ready to talk, we'll talk." When my kids would throw a fit in a restaurant, I would take them. And I would put them in the car. I'd either put the air conditioner on if it needed it or have the window open. I didn't care. I didn't care if people walked by and just heard a kid screaming in their car seat. And I'd just stand there going, "He's having a temper tantrum." They're like, "Good for you." I'm like, "Are you ready to go back inside?" "Yeah!" All right. Tell me when you're ready. I could be here all day. Finally, they get tired. You bring them in. So, you know, there's one thing that I did with my children, and I'm not saying it's the best way to parent, is I let them finish their fit. And usually with boys, it's pretty quick. And it's not like they're hitting walls or doing anything. They're just like, "Wah!" You know, and once they finish their cry, I'm like, "Are you good? Do you feel better? Okay, I hear you, but this is why we're doing it this way." And I would talk to them about it. Sometimes if I had no patience, I'd be like, "I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it." I let them finish. What parents are doing now is trying to hush the kid. Remember I told you we're overdoing it with our Tylenol, where the second there's a low-grade fever, parents are like, "I got to stop the fever. I got to stop the fever." Kids, if it's a high fever, if it's a rapidly onset fever, maybe. But a low-grade fever, I mean, you don't need to call an ambulance. You don't need to start plugging them up with medicine. Baby's a little warm, they're still drinking, they're still acting normally, let the body do what it needs to do. Well, same thing with crying. This need to, "Oh my God, the baby's crying," or "The kid's crying, I need to do something." Maybe that's normal for them. Maybe let them cry. You know, when I have a patient who's crying, I had a patient the other day who started crying. Cut her hand, but was recently laid off. Didn't want to go to the doctor because of cost, but she obviously hurt herself. She goes, "I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm crying." I'm like, "No, I'd cry too. This sucks. Pretty frustrating what happened to you in this last week. That sucks. Go ahead, cry. I don't blame you. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be mad. It's not okay to act out and affect others with your anger. It's not okay to hurt yourself, but it is okay to be mad. It's okay to be sad. So studies keep telling us we might want to stop putting kids on the cell phone or on the tablets or distracting them when they cry. Let them learn to emotionally regulate. Now, you might have some children that don't know how to do that, and they might need some psychological therapy, psychiatric care, a medical doctor involved. But the average kid throwing a temper tantrum is normal. That's what kids do. You know, I talk to couples. I go, it's normal for couples to fight. It's not normal for them to hit each other, to break things and to, you know, but, you know, no couple just gets along. If you fight and have arguments, that's the natural progression. That's the way you learn. That's how you learn how to cope. That's how you learn how to make it better. When a child is crying, what a parent needs to do is study that kid. Okay, why are you crying? Are you crying just to cry? Or are you crying because you're hungry? Are you crying because you're so hungry and you want a cookie? If you're that hungry, you can eat an apple. You know, if you're really hungry, I can give you an apple. No, I want a cookie. Like, we have rules. These are the rules. You could cry about it. You could cry, but the rules aren't changing. But, you know, figure out what it is that they're crying about. And then explain to them. And when they're calm, explain to them. So maybe you could prevent the temper tantrum. Kids that are 2, 3, 4 years old, you could still reason with them. You know? I did this, I think, with one of the cats or dogs. There was a rule we had, and I don't know if it was a cookie or something that the kids wanted, and I said no because it wasn't time. They weren't supposed to do that, and they had a fit. So then what I did is when they kind of wandered back into the kitchen area, I looked like I was scolding the cat or dog. And I'm like, no, the rule is no cookie, like until dinner or whatever it was. And I was telling the cat or dog. The cat or dog was like, I didn't even want a cookie. What the hell are you talking about? But the kids then are like, yeah, that's the rule. Can't have cookies before dinner or whatever the rule was back then. And they almost took on a role of, okay, now I'm going to be mature and I'm going to take this on. And I know this isn't always going to work. Trust me. I've had kids. I've taken care of, you know, multiple kids. I've taught kids. I've been a physician. I know that that won't always work. But stopping the crying, stopping the fit by here's a computer, here's a phone, they're not going to learn how to calm down. They're not going to learn how to deal, because they're not always going to have a cell phone. They're not going to, you know, or I don't want them having to go to medicine later to calm down. They have to know, maybe teach the kids how to do breathing techniques. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take deep breath. Maybe teach the kids some of these. And I know it's really difficult, you know, but I spoke about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, on how we as a society feel like we always have to feel better. That if our joint is aching, we got to take a bunch of medicine to stop that joint from aching. And there was a study going, look, some of the stuff we're doing for arthritis could be making it worse. This need to, I got to feel better, and I got to have instant gratification, may be hurting our evolution. And if we don't let us as humans be humans and keep getting tech involved or interfering, then we're not really helping our kids grow, mature, and be stronger. This article was written in JAMA Pediatrics, and they found that increased use of devices was associated with heightened emotional reactivity after 3 and 6 months of follow-up, especially around boys. And they say that this go-to soothing strategy could later affect the way they manage their emotions later in life. So, like I said, they're throwing a fit in the middle of Walmart or in the middle of a restaurant, take them to the car, let them throw a fit, and say, now we're coming back. Or just take them home. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.